This is Ratnakund, Ratna, and Ratna Singhasan, the jeweled throne where you saw the nice picture, Radharani would sit, and Krishna would add further decorations to Srimati Radharani. So, as we entered, we saw that little place. In case you didn't see it on the way in, you can check on your way out, because we're going back the same way we came. There's a Govardhan Shila, where very clearly and visibly is Krishna's footprint, and the footprint of one of the cows. There's some other mark, I'm not sure what that other mark is. Walking stick or something. Archaeological evidence that Krishna was here. Just in case you weren't sure. Maybe this is... So, I don't know if you saw from the buses, but we saw from the cars pairs of not domestic cows, but wild cows. Have you seen any? They're blue. So they're called Nilagai locally. They look like a cross between a deer, because they move more like a deer very swiftly, but they're a species of cow. And they're not domestic, they roam freely. And this is the only time I've come to this place and not seen a whole herd of them. And they look, when you see them, they behave the same way as deer. You've seen a group of deer or some deer, they stare at you. They freeze. They look at you and you're looking at them saying, oh, look at them. And they're saying, oh, look at these people. And you take one step and they jump and they're gone. It's almost like magical or something. And commonly, they're in a large group. They travel in herds, often like deer will move about. So this is an area of Govardhan where it's hasn't been commercialized yet. Hopefully it won't happen, but now it's very, very beautiful. And the steps going down, they've also been nicely renovated. They weren't in such nice condition before, where Radha and Krishna would bathe after they performed their pastimes. One of the pastime places of Radha and Krishna and Balaram was here one evening, late in the evening. This is the Shankachuda pastime. Late one evening, the gopis and Krishna and Balaram were enjoying evening pastimes together. And a resident of Mathura, who was very wealthy and aristocratic, and as what accompanies people who are very wealthy and aristocratic, is he had a mountain of pride in his heart. He just happened to be passing through. And as the gopis were dancing with Krishna and Balaram, in the evening hour, their shyness had become abandoned and their hair was falling and the flowers were here and there, and they were enjoying pastimes of love with Krishna and Balaram. Just at that time, Shankachuda was passing by and completely ignoring the presence of Krishna and Balaram. He thought, as proud and opulent persons think, these beautiful young girls. They should be enjoyed by me. So he began marshaling them away to go with him to enjoy together. And as that was happening, the gopis cried out, "Krishna, Balaram, please help us. This terrible personality, his name was Shankha Chuda, because he had a very valuable jewel in the shape of a conch in his hair, right in here. So he was given this name, Shankha Chuda. So he started directing the gopis to go follow with him. Krishna and Balaram were enraged. They picked up logs and started chasing after Shankha Chuda. When Shankha Chuda saw how powerful were Krishna and Balaram, he realized he made a big mistake. He messed with the wrong people. He left the gopis and began running full speed as fast as his Shankha Chuda legs would carry him. Krishna turned to Balaram and said, "You take care of the gopis, protect them, make sure that they're safe. I'll take care of this rascal." So Krishna went chasing Shankha Chuda, and they made it as far as Surya Kund. Some distance away, Shankha Chuda must have been pretty fast. And Krishna caught him from behind. And with one finished Shankha Chuda, end of Shankha Chuda's life. And Krishna took the conch-shaped jewel from Shankha Chuda's head and came back to the very same place where we are. And he thought a fitting presentation of the jewel was to give the jewel to Balaram. So in the presence of the gopis, Krishna gave Shankha Chuda's jewel to Balaram, who placed it on his turban. Because all opulence should be used in the service of Krishna and Balaram. So that pastime, which you read in Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, took place right here. So on this side is the side where Radha and Krishna performed very nice pastimes. And we're going to go back the same path, and we'll go to another place where the cowherd boys performed very nice pastimes. And for those of you that came late, you can remain, and Sikhi Pujadari will give you a quick summary of the pastimes here. We're going to directly across the street over here, across the mud path.
You can see Gordon from here, start raising. Gordon, start raising from here.
Okay. I thought we would see that. Oh, that's... No. Where we were, where Kusum Sarovar are, one cannot see Govardhan. But here is the very beginning. And as we walk, of Govardhan making his appearance, and as we continue walking in this direction, we'll see a little bit more, a little bit more. So all of these are Krishna's body, so we can offer our respects and not walk. Krishna can walk on Govardhan, that's fine. We don't. So Giriraj Maharaj is making his appearance. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai.